Job. Chapter 28. Surely there is a vein for the silver, and a place for gold where they refine it. Iron is taken out of the earth, and copper is smelted out of the ore. Man sets an end to darkness, and searches out all recesses for ore in darkness, and the shadow of death. He breaks open a shaft away from the inhabitants, even in places forgotten of the foot, they are gone away from men, they swing to and fro. As for the earth, out of it comes bread, but under it is turned up as it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knows, and which the falcon's eye has not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He puts forth his hand upon the flinty rock, he overturns the mountains by the roots. He cuts out rivers in the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He binds the streams from overflowing, and the thing that is hid brings he forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knows not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It is not in me," and the sea says, "It is not with me." It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx, or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral, or of crystal, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. From where then comes wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living, and concealed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, "We have heard the fame of it with our ears." God understands its way, and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth, and sees under the whole heaven, to make the weight for the wind, and he apportions the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it, and declare it, he prepared it, yea, and searched it out. And unto man he said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding."